At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Vishaka Nakshatra, experience, association versus dissociation. Some individuals move through life in full association, emotionally present, mentally engaged, and fully immersed in each moment. Others operate through dissociation, mentally stepping back, observing from a distance, or detaching to preserve control or avoid overwhelm. Vishaka Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, wisdom, belief, and co-ruled by Indra and Agni, power and transformation, naturally leans toward association, especially when a goal, purpose, or challenge calls them into full presence. These natives are passionate, focused, and intense. They tend to throw themselves into experience when it aligns with their ambition or values. However, when emotionally destabilized, disappointed, or burnt out, they may shift into dissociation, withdrawing, intellectualizing, or masking their inner world under a veil of discipline or outward control. Their relationship with experience depends on planetary placements in the 4th, 5th, and 10th houses, where emotional intensity, creativity, and public responsibility come into play. If Jupiter is in the 1st, 5th, or 9th house, the native tends toward association, especially through purpose or moral conviction. These individuals live with full presence when they believe in what they're doing. In Vishaka, Jupiter fuels passionate immersion. They want to feel the depth of experience and connect it to growth. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they publicly embody this, showing up with conviction, fully engaged in leadership, teaching, or principled action. If Moon is in the 4th or 5th house, the association becomes emotional and expressive. These natives feel deeply, connect easily, and may process experience through the heart or creative expression. In Vishaka, the moon amplifies emotional participation. They're present in relationships, art, and conflict alike. If Moon is in the 10th, this association becomes outward. They're emotionally invested in their public life and how they're received, often pouring feeling into their career or reputation. If Mercury is in the 5th or 10th house, the experience leans toward mental dissociation. These individuals intellectualize emotions, analyzing rather than feeling them in the moment. In Vishaka, Mercury refines emotional distance. They process experience cognitively, often stepping back to strategize or reframe. If Mercury is in the 10th, this is professionalized. They may appear calm and in control, using mental clarity to manage complexity or public expectations without emotional leakage. If Saturn is in the 4th or 10th house, the dissociation is protective and structured. These individuals have often learned to distance themselves from emotional chaos or vulnerability through responsibility, control, or suppression. In Vishaka, Saturn tempers intensity. They stay composed, but sometimes at the cost of emotional connection. If Saturn is in the 10th, they dissociate to maintain authority, fulfilling their duties stoically while concealing internal conflict or fear. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, experience can swing between hyper-association and sudden dissociation. In the 1st, Rahu intensifies identity experience. They may over-associate with roles, desires, or ambitions, losing clarity. In the 10th, they may be publicly immersed in their persona or success pursuit, but privately disconnected from their emotional core. In Vishaka, Rahu creates cycles. They engage fully, then pull back to regroup or reframe. Vishaka's natural mode is intense association with purpose. They don't skim the surface when something matters. They engage with their whole being, whether it's a mission, relationship, or transformation. Yet their evolution lies in learning when to step back, not to escape, but to integrate. When they balance presence with perspective, Vishaka becomes a master of experience, one who dives deep, but also rises with clarity, turning every moment into fuel for conscious power. Vishaka Nakshatra, approach, matching versus mismatching. Some individuals are wired to seek matching, harmony, alignment, shared values, and points of agreement. Others instinctively look for mismatching, what's off, what's missing, or what needs to change. Vishaka Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, Truth Expansion, and co-ruled by Indra and Agni, Ambition Transformation, leans toward a mismatching approach. These natives are discerning, competitive, and purpose-driven. They are constantly evaluating, questioning, and testing the integrity of people, systems, and ideas. Their instinct isn't to disrupt for the sake of chaos, but to refine, challenge, and evolve. However, when Vishaka natives feel spiritually aligned or emotionally secure, they can shift into a matching mindset, especially in relationships, teaching, or leadership, where unity becomes the higher goal. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses determine how these patterns show up in communication, effort, and public expression. If Jupiter is in the 1st, 3rd, or 9th house, the native starts with a shot-matching lens, guided by belief systems, ethical frameworks, or philosophical values. They prefer to bring things into alignment, seeking coherence between thought and action. In Vishaka, Jupiter adds a spiritual or moral drive. They seek integrity over conformity. If in the 10th, this matching approach becomes public, they lead by finding common ground, teaching cohesion, and embodying ideals that unify rather than divide. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the mindset turns more toward mismatching, but with intellectual agility. These natives are sharp communicators who naturally spot inconsistencies in language, logic, or behavior. In Vishaka, Mercury adds critical edge. They ask questions, reframe arguments, and push for clarity. If in the 10th, they may challenge norms in their career, using wit and analysis to create better systems or reveal hidden flaws. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the approach leans toward emotional matching. These individuals seek resonance and mutual understanding, especially in close relationships. In Vishaka, Moon softens the competitive edge. They crave connection, often adapting to maintain emotional harmony. If in the 10th, they bring this relational intelligence to the public, adjusting their message or demeanor to match the emotional tone of those around them. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the mismatching becomes systematic and exacting. These individuals are rule followers until they see a flaw, then they become silent reformers. In Vishaka, Saturn lends restraint and discernment. They mismatch from a place of responsibility, not rebellion. If in the 10th, they often hold authority in their field by correcting inefficiencies, refining policies, or holding others accountable to high standards. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, the approach becomes intense mismatching, often driven by restlessness or desire to break norms. These natives notice what sets them apart, and they're often focused on how to outmaneuver or outperform. In Vishaka, Rahu turns mismatching into ambition. They compare, compete, and seek to win. If in the 10th, this becomes a public hunger, they may rise by disrupting the system or drawing attention to what others overlook. Vishaka's core pattern is discernment through contrast. They grow by seeing what doesn't work so they can transform it into something better. Their gift lies in knowing how to balance that cutting insight with a higher sense of purpose. When misaligned, they may become overly critical or fixated on differences. But when balanced, Vishaka becomes a refining flame, burning away distortion, sharpening clarity, and guiding others toward true alignment. Matching when it serves wisdom, mismatching when it reveals truth. Vishaka Nakshatra, time experience, through time. Some individuals live in time, fully immersed in the present, responding emotionally or instinctively to what's unfolding now. Others operate through time, holding a broader awareness of how the past, present, and future connect. Vishaka Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, wisdom, foresight, and co-ruled by Indra and Agni, ambition and transformation, leans naturally toward a through-time orientation. These natives are goal-driven, purpose-conscious, and often plan their actions with long-term significance in mind. They're not impulsive. They move with a sense of destiny, legacy, or moral arc. Yet, when emotionally provoked or caught in intense ambition, Vishaka can briefly shift into in-time reactivity, especially when defending pride, proving power, or reacting to a challenge. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses help determine whether they live in the moment or move through it with conscious direction. If Jupiter is in the 1st, 9th, or 10th house, the time experience is strongly through time. These individuals have a built-in sense of timing, cause and effect, and long-range insight. In Vishaka, Jupiter fuels vision. They act now for the sake of what's to come. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they build legacy. They are often seen as wise professionals or leaders who pace themselves for maximum long-term impact. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the native may operate more in time, especially when energized or provoked. These individuals act on impulse, instinct, or challenge. In Vishaka, Mars fuels ambition. They may react quickly to obstacles or competitors. If Mars is in the 10th, this can create an ambitious public image. They are seen as bold, fast-moving, and results-focused, but may need to balance speed with patience. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, time experience becomes emotionally in time. These individuals act from feeling. They respond to the emotional landscape of the present. In Vishaka, the Moon adds relational charge. They may engage fully in the moment, but feel thrown off when emotional tides shift. If Moon is in the 10th, this time style becomes public. They may make decisions based on emotional cues, appearing intuitive or reactive in professional spaces. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the time experience is deeply through time, structured by caution, repetition, and delayed gratification. These natives move slowly, often resisting present temptations in favor of future security. In Vishaka, Saturn tempers fiery ambition. They wait, build, and endure. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are long game players, respected for wisdom, resilience, and the ability to hold power over time. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, the native may experience in-time urgency, driven by desire, identity, or public validation. These individuals often push forward without fully integrating the past or anticipating the future. In Vishaka, Rahu intensifies ambition. They may chase recognition in the moment, only later learning to ground their decisions in a larger vision. If in the 10th, this becomes highly visible, they may leap ahead professionally, sometimes before they're truly ready. Vishaka's natural rhythm is that of a long-range archer, eyes fixed on a distant target, heart aligned with purpose, and actions paced by vision. Their challenge is to not lose themselves in short-term ego struggles or reactive pride. Their evolution lies in holding the present with intention, responding with wisdom, not just emotion. When balanced, Vishaka becomes a master of time, able to act in the moment without losing the thread of the larger journey. Vishaka Nakshatra, primary interest motivation, people, activities, places, or things. Some individuals are primarily motivated by people, relationships, connection, recognition. Others are driven by activities, what they do, create, or accomplish. Some find deep resonance with places, environments that evoke transformation, power, or stillness. And others are motivated by things, status symbols, resources, or structures that reflect their growth. Vishaka Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, meaning growth, and co-ruled by Indra and Agni, desire and fire, is most often motivated by activities and things, especially those that serve a larger vision of success, transformation, or legacy. These natives are rarely passive. They're builders of purpose, often striving to become more by doing more. While they can care deeply about people and places, their fire is usually lit by what they can achieve, influence, or master. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses reveal what core drives fuel their ambition and engagement. If Jupiter is in the 1st, 3rd, or 9th house, the native is motivated by ascent activities with purpose. These individuals are inspired by growth, wisdom, or guiding others. In Vishaka, Jupiter infuses their ambition with ethics. They're driven to teach, lead, or create impact through meaningful work. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they pursue roles that allow them to leave a legacy, often through careers in leadership, education, law, or spirituality. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, activities are the clearest motivator, especially those that involve challenge, progress, or proving oneself. In Vishaka, Mars sharpens their fire. They're drawn to competition, high-pressure roles, or mission-based work. If Mars is in the 10th, they may be known for fierce determination and drive, often climbing through sheer will and focus. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the motivation shifts toward people, particularly when emotional fulfillment or harmony is involved. These natives seek connection, validation, and relational depth. In Vishaka, the Moon adds sensitivity to the otherwise intense drive. They may be fueled by loyalty, relational growth, or healing through intimacy. If Moon is in the 10th, they're emotionally invested in their public image, often drawn to roles that nurture others or require emotional intelligence. If Venus or Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the interest may shift toward things, especially those tied to expression, influence, or success. These natives are motivated by refinement, visibility, or what gives them leverage. In Vishaka, Venus brings aesthetic and social power. They may be drawn to beauty, prestige, or high-value partnerships. Mercury brings intellectual engagement. They pursue influence through speech, writing, or strategic positioning. If either is in the 10th, they are drawn to high-impact roles where their talents can be seen and rewarded. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, things and structures become key motivators, especially mastery, responsibility, and tangible results. These natives often work from a place of karmic endurance. In Vishaka, Saturn gives their ambition grit. They are drawn to systems, institutions, or paths that demand discipline. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are long-term builders, motivated by legacy, control, and earned success. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, motivation becomes amplified across all fronts, but especially towards status and transformation. These individuals crave elevation, reinvention, or attention. In Vishaka, Rahu adds edge to their drive. They often want more without always knowing why. If Rahu is in the 10th, this becomes public. They chase prominence, often through unconventional paths or bold professional choices. Vishaka's core motivation is to rise, refine, and fulfill a higher purpose, not just for themselves, but as proof of their evolution. They're not here to remain small. Their challenge is to stay aligned with what's meaningful rather than what's merely shiny. When grounded, they become driven creators, transformational leaders, and fierce carriers of vision, motivated not just by what they gain, but by what they're destined to become.